到印度的这一趟，有一次参加一个青年的研习会。
And during this trip to India, I went to a youth seminar.
他们给我讲一个主题，就是教会与我。
And they gave me a topic to talk about, which is the church and me.
事实上我从来没有想过这个问题。
In fact, I've never thought of this topic before.
因为小弟从小在教会长大，
Because I grew up in the church.
所以从来没有想过说，到底教会跟我到底存在一个什么样的关系
So I never thought about the relationship that the church has to do with me.
那么经过一番思考，小弟想说把自己的心得跟大家分享。
And so after some thought, I'd like to share this with you.
我要谈一谈呢，教会对我的爱。
I want to share the love of the church towards me.
那我对教会的认识。
And my understanding towards the church.
再来谈到说人对教会应该有的爱。
And also of the type of love that men should have towards the church.
那到底教会跟信徒它的关系是什么
？So what is the relationship between the church and people?
我们来看一下加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书四章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 26。
加拉太书四章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 26。
四章二十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 26。
Next day, see you, please. It's okay. Maybe Sister Lin.你姐妹，请你听。这边提到说，那在上的耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷是大军的城市，就是大卫王的城。
And Jerusalem is the city of David.
那大卫就是代表着耶稣基督。
And David represents Jesus Christ.
那么，所以。在上的耶路撒冷，就是，代表着耶稣所住的城市，也就是教会。
So the Jerusalem which is above represents the house where Christ lives, which is the church.
这里说他是我们的母亲。
It says that it is the mother of us all.
有个人看到一个异象。
One, there's a person that saw a vision.
看到这个在原野当中呢，有很多教会的名字在柱子上面。
And from afar, there are names of churches on different posts.
每一根柱子都是有教会的名字
And each post has a name of a church.
那这个看异象的弟兄呢，一直在找，怎么找不到这个柱子上有真耶稣教会的这个名字
？So the brother who saw the vision was looking for the true Jesus Church on a post, but he couldn't find it.
后来呢，最后就从天上降下来一根花亮的柱子。
And then from heaven came down a post that was glowing.
上面写着真耶稣教会。
And on it, it was written True Jesus Church.
突然之间一阵大风吹过。
And then there was a great wind.
很多柱子都倒了。
And many of the posts have fallen.
唯有这个花亮的柱子呢，真耶稣教会还能够站立没有倒下。
But only the post that was glowing, the one with the True Jesus Church was still standing.
所以我们知道我们的教会是从天上来的，是在上的耶路撒冷。
So we know that our church came from heaven. It is a Jerusalem above.
她是我们的母亲。
And it is the mother of us all.
母亲是爱孩子的。
And mothers love their children.
所以来教会里面的人呢，会接受到神的爱。
So for those who come to church, they will receive the love of God.
小弟觉得，我参加从小参加教会对我的生命，我领受到很多的这个从教会来的爱。
And growing in the church, I felt a lot of love from the church.
我的母亲本身她是一个职业妇女她有时候一天要做三场生意。
And my mother is a career woman. She has three businesses in one day.
她卖衣服早上在一个市场，下午在一个市场，晚上又跑西门町
And she was selling clothes, and she would go to three different markets every day.
那所以她没有办法教导我们四个孩子。
So she was not able to teach the four children.
那生命上她有一个做法是对的，就是她常常就是搬到离教会最近的地方。所以虽然她没有办法教孩子呢，她常常让孩子聚会，让教会来教她的孩子。
There's one thing that she did correctly, which is she always moves to a place that's close to church.So even though she cannot teach the children, she lets the children go to church to be taught.
所以我从小就接受到教会的爱。
So from I receive the love of the church?
我觉得第一件事情就是刚开始我们 搬到那个大城市，其实我们已经很久没有去教会了。
And when we moved to the big city, we actually have not gone to church for a long time.
后来，有一个姐姐啊，就是我的堂姐啊，她大我五岁啊，她就想办法要把我带来教会。虽然我们住很近，但是没有那个聚会的习惯，所以我都没有去聚会。
And one of our older cousins tried to get us to church, even though we were close to church, we never went.
但是我不想去啊。
But I did not feel like going.
她就用方法哦，她就跟我讲说，那你没关系啦哈，你来我们家，我帮你补数学啊。
So she used different ways. One was she said to come to her house and she will teach me math.
那其实我也不是很喜欢念书啊。
And I actually don't like to study.
可是哦，我每次到她家去，她都会请我喝一杯阿华田呐。Overton.
But every time I go to her house, she will give me a glass of Ovaltine.
因为我们家以前很穷啊，所以我们都没有喝过什么那么好喝的东西啊。
Because my family was poor, we have never had something that was so good.
所以为了喝那杯阿华田，我每天都用跑的到她家去接受她的补习啊。
So every day, because of that glass of Ovaltine, I ran to her house.
那慢慢的，她就把我带进去教会啊。
So slowly, she brought me to the church.
她其实就是这样子才亲近的一个开始我的教会生涯啊。教会的一个生活。
And this is how it began my church life.
所以我的这个教会的一个经历当中，我就觉得这个 RE 的老师呢，真的很重要。
And in my experience, I felt that the RE teachers are very important.
因为我的堂姐是当时的教员。
Because my cousin at that time was a teacher.
Mike Stacy 弟兄在祷告的时候提到说，这个小孩子是我们将来的柱石。
Mike Stacy during grace for lunch said that the children are our future.
这是真的，我们不要小看我们里面当中的任何一个小朋友。
This is true. We should not belittle the little children.
因为他们以后都可能成为真耶稣教会将来的柱石。
Because they may be pillars of the true Jesus church in the future.
所以因为我堂姐这样用心啊，所以我才归入教会。
And because of the heart of my cousin, I came to the church.
我觉得我堂姐很用心，因为你知道我们家就是很穷，所以我从小自卑感很重。
And I know my cousin worked very hard because when I was young, because we were poor, I had low self-esteem.
他不但是带我到教会啊，他慢慢的用神的话语呢，改变我那种，不要轻看自己的那种自卑的一种想法。
Aside from bringing me to church, he also used the words of the Bible to teach me. To come out from that low self-esteem.
所以他不只是介绍我读圣经啊，他也介绍我看一些比较有益处的课外读物啊。
Introduced me to read the Bible and also some other books.
我记得很清楚，他借我一本书叫做《苦而努力记》。苦而努力记就是哦 ，Suffering kids need to work hard.
And she lent me a book, and the title is similar to
就是那个 Poor kids need to work hard.
Poor kids have to work hard.
我在读的时候，我爸爸因为我爸爸是卖菜的，刚好骑那个三轮车在下面叫卖菜。买菜哦，哈，刚好骑过那个楼下，在那边叫。
And my father sells vegetables on the bike. So and he would out vegetables. And I heard him yelling upstairs.
那我就想说，以后我一定要努力啊，哈，无论怎么样，人生就是一个努力的过程啊。
And I told myself that I must work hard.
所以这个阿姨老师对我影响实在是生命当中影响，教会的阿姨老师对我生命影响实在是太大。
So RE teachers in church had a great influence on me.
那这个教会哦，也带给我属肉体的生命的一些带来一些自信，因为教会给我属肉体的生命有一些训练。
And also because of the church, I had some training in my physical body.
因为我们在教会会参加诗班嘛。
Because in church we will join the choir.
那我就学会读五线谱喽。
So I learned to read music.
那老师也会教我们试一点琴，所以我一点点呢、啊，不会了，就是也会摸琴这样子。教会老师都会教啊。
And also the teachers at church will teach us how to play the piano, so I know a little bit.
那小弟刚提到说我本来很自卑，所以当在学校以后长大就会知道教会教的都很有用、啊，因为什么呢？我们以前在学校不是每天都有朝会吗？朝会不是要唱国歌吗？唱国歌不是有一个选一个指挥的吗？指挥国歌啊。对不起，太长了。就是，
In Taiwan, for the schools, every morning, there will be a gathering to sing the national anthem, and there will person that conducts the national meeting.
那因为我们比一般的孩子多教会的训练乐谱嘛，那哎我就被选上了，就在对着几百人哦指挥国歌啊。
And because of the musical training that I received at church, I was able to be chosen to be the conductor.
那个对一个没有自信的穷人家孩子是一个属世上的一个信心的一个建立。
And this is a great boost for a person who had a very low self-esteem.
那后来我们在教会里面也当教员呢。
And also in church, we become teachers.
那当教员，我们都很认真的在教我们的孩子。
And as teachers, we try very hard to teach our children.
那或许到这个对以后我们在社会上的一些自我表达，或者是演讲比赛，或者是在那个思维的一些训练啊，对我自己本身就带来很大的造就。
And because of that training, it helped me a lot in my self-expression and also giving speeches.
这个都是不知不觉在这个社会竞争的当中呢。觉得说，哎，感谢主，在社会当中，我们还是一个有一点点用处的人，这样子。
So because of that, I feel I was useful in the society.
那这个教会不只是在我们这个人生的生命有一些帮助啊，在我自己本身的一种属灵的经历呢，帮助很大。
The church not only helped me in my social life, but also helped myself.
我还很记得很清楚，我第一次得到圣灵的情形呢。
I still remember very clearly when I the situation. When I received the Holy Spirit,
那个感觉真的是像被电触到哦，内心充满喜乐，好像看到一个很久没有看到的爸爸。
It felt like electricity and it was warm all over. It felt like I'm meeting a father that I've never seen.
感谢主，我听说昨天晚上有两位弟兄或者朋友得到圣灵。
And thank God, I heard two people received the Holy Spirit here last night.
来到教会，当我们有这样属灵的经验哦，那种对我们人生的影响是长久的。
When we have this type of experience, it affects us for a long time.
那小弟也觉得这个属灵上的教会影响，慢慢的会改变我们一个人对人生的一些生命就是一种人生观会渐渐的呢被圣经呢改变了。
And our perspectives on life is also affected by the biblical teaching.
我很记得很清楚，有一次传道在谈到这个金钱的观念。
I remember once when a preacher was talking about money.
他提到这个箴言的三十一章。
He talked about Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言三十一章。
Proverbs 31.
第七节到第九节。
Verses 7-9.
箴言第三十章七节到九节。
三十章，
对不起，三十章七节到九节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7-9.
Next day, see what you please read.
Things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me. Lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
这个人叫做雅古尔他对神求两件事情。他说：“不要让我太穷了。”
Says, "Don't let me be too poor."
那我会去偷呢，我会去骗，我会去抢呢。
Because I will lie and steal.
哎，不要让我太富有啊。
But don't let me be too rich.
因为这样子我会忘了神呢。
Because I will forget God.
我那听到这样的道理，我们小小的心灵哦，我们就小弟就会跟神这样祷告，就是让我人生就是这样，我就很满足了。
And after hearing this, I was very satisfied.
我小弟就会跟神这样祷告了。
And I will pray.God,
给我这样子，我也就心满意足了。
If I can be like this, I'll be content.
所以我们就注意到说，我们来教会哦，那个我们的生命观念一点一滴的被圣经的道理呢，给洗涤了，越来越像这个神要我们人的活着的一种生命世界。
And as we come to church and listen to the word of God, slowly our perspectives on life, will be closer to what God intended.
那读了圣经，对有一个很大的影响，就是另外一个很大的影响就是，我觉得。人生就是一种客旅的生活了。
And also another thing I learned from the Bible that our life on earth is one of a travel.
台北不是我们的家，我的家乡没有霓虹灯啊。那个罗大佑说的，台北不是我的家，我的家没有霓虹灯啊。
And someone said that Taipei is not my home.
My home has no neon light. 那我们的家在哪里呢？我们家在天国啊。
And where's our home? It is in heaven.
我当时决定要出国。 留学哦，跟那个观念有很强烈的关系，就是人生就是客旅，到哪里都一样，主耶稣才是我们的家。
And when I was going out from Taiwan to study, I had this idea that we are only a traveler on earth. It doesn't matter where we are.
所以我们就是遇到说，这个教会对我们无论是肉体的生命啊，灵性上的生命啊，真的都一直滋润改变啊，让我们的人生观越像圣经啊。
So the church slowly nourishes us and changes our views on both our physical and our spiritual lives.
那直到我到1985年，我又有另外一个对教会的很深的感受，就是说，我呢 ，I cannot live without church life 啊，我没有办法过一种没有教会生活的一种生命。
And in 1985, I had this concept that I cannot live without the church.
我们来看一下哈该书的2:9。
Let's turn to Haggai chapter 2:9.
旧约倒数第三卷哈。哈该书2:9。
Haggai chapter 2:9.
2:9。
Chapter 2:9.
哈该书2:9。
Haggai chapter 2:9.
Wendy, would you please read?教会这个地方，神要施平安呢。
It says at the church, God will give peace.
我在1985年哦，因为那个地方没有教会。
Because in 1985, I lived at a place without a church.
我觉得我的生命真的没有平安呢。
I felt that my life had no peace.
我有跟大家讲过，你们如果有兴趣来看看我这个大拇指啊。
And if you look at my thumb,
这里有一个很深的 cut 哦，就是到现在还有一个很清楚的一个记号。
And there's a very deep scar.
为什么呢？因为那是我1985年到美国啊，刚开始来的时候不会用他们的那个开关器啊。
Because in 1985 when I came to the U.S., I did not know how to use a can opener.
那所以我就因为肚子太饿了所以就拼命用这个手指头去搬那个力的、啊，那个开关器那个力的、啊，就这样一直把它搬开啊。
And because I was really hungry, I used my finger to lift the lid.
一翻开，哇，整个被切得好深啊
！And once I opened the lid, it cut my thumb.
那个心脏跳一下，这个血就一直往外冲，这样子。
And as the heart beats, the blood keeps flowing out.
我记得很清楚，当时刚到美国不久，还没有买学生保险呢。
And I remember at that time, I just came to U.S. I did not have insurance yet.
所以就哇，就不晓得怎么办了。
So I did not know what to do.
我会知道说，有种就是失去了没有教会生活，就觉得肉体上很多事情让我。虽然也花，不是说上教会就不花上自己，但是那个心里面呢、啊，就是比较容易失去平安呢、啊。
And I feel that because I'm away from the church now, it is easier for me to feel that there's no peace.
那精神上因为没有教会，也得不到精神上的粮食跟满足。
And also mentally, because there's no church, we cannot receive the help.
因为其实那时候我也去外教会聚会。
And at that time, I actually went to another church.
因为我想没有真耶稣教会嘛，啊，同样聚会我就去聚会。
Because I thought because there's no true Jesus church, I still should go to a church.
但是哇，那个因为我从小真耶稣教长大我可以辨别一些道理，总觉得他们道理讲得好棒，很好，但是总是有10%到20%我很不同意这样子。
And because I grew up in a true Jesus church, I knew how to discern the truth, so I went.When I listened to their sermons, I thought they were very good, but I could not accept maybe 10% to 20% of what they said.
他们人真的很有爱心哦。
But they really had love.
但是啊，就是觉得真理就是不对，不太对劲这样。
But I was felt that there's something lacking in the truth.
那更不习惯就是他们奉献的方法。
And I was also not used to the way that they offer.
他们会传那个袋子传来传去这样子。
They will pass a bag around.
那传到我手上，我哎呀，很挣扎呢，穷留学生没有钱呢。
And when they pass me the bag, I struggle because I'm a poor student.
又觉得说应该奉献才对啊。
But I'm thinking that I should offer.
所以哇，就觉得很挣扎，后来就闭着眼睛就把它传到隔壁去了。
So I struggle and I close my eyes and pass the bag.
没想不到5分钟就传回来，奇怪了，怎么那么快又回来了
？But 5 minutes later, the bag will come back.
啊，所以后来想，哎呀，不去了，不去那个教会了。
So later I decided not to go anymore.
你知道吗？那个我们的属灵生活没有同伴，有时很空虚的哦。
Sometimes we feel very empty when there's no spiritual partner.
我自己读圣经读到最后，觉得哎呀，好空，就是没有伴了，就是觉得空空的这样子。
Even when I read the Bible, because there's no companion, I feel very empty.
我不晓得有没有跟诸位讲过，因为那个路易斯安娜，她另外一个名叫做 the sportsman of paradise 啦，所以那里有很多野生动物。
And Louisiana is also called the sportsman's paradise. There's a lot of wild animals.
那里有很多的 swamp， 沼泽啊。
And there's a lot of swamps.
我想哇，一个人读经实在是太无聊，要不要找谁读经？后来我去找乌龟读经啊。
And because I was lonely, as I read the Bible, I had to find somebody, so I went and looked for turtles to read the Bible with.
我真的读圣经给乌龟听哎。
So I read the Bible to the turtle.
那乌龟也看到我读给他听，他就藏下去了，不理我了。
And when the turtle heard me read the Bible, it went down to the water.
所以我那一整年哦，就是我觉得整个精神就是没有教会的一个生活哦，除非您很有恩赐哦。对我来讲，我是觉得说我真的我没有办法，我没有办法过着没有同伴、属灵同伴的一个社会生活。
And I felt that in that year in Louisiana, I felt that I cannot be without spiritual companion.
我肉体没有平安，我精神没有平安。
I had no physical peace or spiritual peace.
那其实你知道当时留学要花很多钱嘛？如果要转学会失去很多学分嘛
？And as international students, we have to pay a lot, and if we have to transfer, we also have to pay a big amount.
但是那个精神上的痛苦哦，太强烈到我觉得说，如果我继续留在那个没有真耶稣教的地方的话呢，我真的会失去我的灵命啊！所以我宁愿失去属世的，而不要失去属灵的这样子。
And because of the spiritual pain that I was in, I felt that I should not lose my spiritual life.
所以我就很体会到耶稣所说的那句话。
So I felt what Jesus said.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John 15.
第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰福音十五章第五节。
John chapter 15 verse 5.
抱歉一下。下面这一句话，离了主耶稣基督啊，我们真的不能做什么啊。
This last phrase that without Jesus Christ we can do nothing.
真的，我们没有耶稣基督的生命啊，很多事情我们觉得很慌，哦，没有平安的感觉。
Indeed, without Jesus Christ, a lot of times we do not have peace.
那教会就是啊，耶稣基督的一个居所。
And the church is where Jesus Christ.
圣灵的居所。
It is where the Holy Spirit.
永生神的家。
Is the home of the everlasting God.
啊，所以我们回到教会就是回到家，那就有平安的感觉。
So when we come to church, we are returning home, so we have peace.
啊，所以小弟的第一个感受就是教会啊，就好像我的妈妈一样。啊，我发觉到说我不能离开妈妈。
So the second feeling that I had was that the church is like my mother. I cannot live without my mother.
那当然，我们越来越长大，就发觉到说，我们会对妈妈的了解呢越来越清楚啊。
And as we grow older, we will have a better understanding of our mother.
我们从小的时候，小时候都会唱啊，哥哥爸爸真伟大哦，全世界最伟大的就是爸爸妈妈。
And when we're young, we'll sing songs saying that our parents are the greatest.
但是到这个 teenager 的时候，就会觉得说，爸爸妈妈也是人呢。
But once we are in our teenage years, we feel that our parents are also human.
所以也觉得他们有很多的软弱不足的地方。
They also have weaknesses.
但是等我到40岁的时候
when I was 40,
你再回去看自己的爸爸妈妈
you go back and look at your own parents.
我觉得他们真的很伟大
I feel that they were indeed great.
中文有一句话说见山不是山又到见山是山、哦、原来真的有时候对我们父母亲的认识、啊、是这样子的有时候是觉得他没有什么不是、啊、后来又是了、哦、就是总是有一个到年老就又觉得说啊，原来爸爸妈妈还是伟大的。
And indeed, at the beginning, we may think that our parents are nothing, but later on, we will discover they are indeed very great.
啊，那就是这个也是小弟对这个大的妈妈这个教会的了解也是这样。当我们年纪越来越大的时候，才会知道原来真耶稣教会这个妈妈呢，啊，真的是对她的一种伟大啊，跟一个独特啊，越来越了解啊。
As I grow older in the church, I also understood the mother of the church's church as the mother even better.
首先，我了解到这个妈妈是独一的，我自己的了解。
I felt that this mother is the only one.
我会觉得我们很多的基督徒呢对这个还不是很认同。
And I feel that many Christians still do not understand this.
但是在小弟这样子的成长过程当中呢，我很 convinced， 就是 很确信的，我们的教会是独一的。
But as I have grown older, I'm very convinced that the true Jesus Church is the only one.
很多人都说啊，只要是拜耶稣啊，每个教会都是一样，就好像每个教会有不同的恩赐，就好像你到百货公司啊，每一家专卖店都有不同的专属啊，你为什么要说你的是最好的呢？
Many people say that there are many different churches. All of them have their own specialties. Just like if you go to certain department stores, they have certain specialties that they have.
但是这是人的想法。
But this is the way of thinking of man.
教会呢，它是独一的，它要在七个上面的一呢都是一样，七个一呢都是一样的，才有办法成为神的教会啊。
But the church is the one. It is one in seven different things.
我们来看一下以弗所书的四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
四节，五节，六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
恩主，请念。好，就这样。好，我们这里你数一数，就是有七个一啊。
If you count these, there are seven ones.
耶稣的身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
所以耶稣说，不是完成我主啊、主啊的人都可以进神的国啊。
That's why Jesus said that not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the heaven.
只有一种信仰啊。
There's only one faith.
有的教会遵守圣诞节，我们的教会不遵守圣诞节，这个信仰就完全不一样啊。
Some churches celebrate Christmas, ours doesn't, and so there's a difference in faith.
那这个信仰不一样，怎么可能说是合一的教会呢？很难合一啊。
And if there are different faiths, how can this church be one?
我们教会只有一种洗礼，只有一种洗礼的方法。现在各个教会有不同的自己洗礼方法，那怎么说可以通通说都是神的教会呢？
And there's only one baptism. Our baptism may be different from other churches, so how can you say all the churches are the same?
所以小弟的了解，从旧约到新约啊，神的家总是用一来阐述啊。
So from my understanding, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God always uses one to describe.
只有一个伊甸园。
There's only one Garden of Eden.
只有一棵生命树。
Only one tree of life.
只有一位新妇。
Only
new bride, huh?
Only one new bride.
只有一就是只有一群呐、啊，耶稣的一群，只有一群呐、啊。只有一艘方舟。
Only one ark.
你无论从教会从头看到我，通通是一啊，通通是一。
From the beginning to the end, it only talks about one.
那这个一怎么来决定呢？就是要从刚刚所说的一主一信一喜一灵一个盼望，那个尤其那个一灵特别重要。
And how do you determine this? This is from all the ones that we have talked about: one body, one spirit, and one hope, one faith, one baptism, one God.
尤其那个一灵特别重要。
The most important is the one spirit.
因为圣经讲说呢，人如果没有基督的灵，就不属基督啊。
And the Bible tells us that if a person does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
所以我越来越认识说，我们这个母亲真的是独一的，没有其他的母亲呐。
So I've grown to understand that our mother is the one.
因为我们到处去，发觉到世界上有很多不纯的灵啊。
And because we travel to many places, we feel that there are many unclean spirits out there.
Impure
spirits.
我们到这个。小弟到印度去啊，有个地方叫做 TJM 哈，就是原来的我们从中国大陆传过去的那个教会，原来那个名字还保留住，叫做 True Jesus Mission 的教会。
So when I went to India, there's a place called the True Jesus Mission, which was originally started by our church.
我有时候我蛮同情，这样讲有时候不好，因为跟种族有关系哦，但是个人感想啊，大家做参考。我蛮同情印度人的。
I actually have pity on the Indians.
因为他们有些人、真的穷到说看到这个外教会来、就好像看到金矿、所以他们有的教会是这样子、只要你有钱送进来、你是真耶稣教会，你来的时候我就挂你的招牌、你走的时候下一次什么教会来，他就叫挂那个教会的招牌，随时换他们教会的名字，只要你拿钱给我、
And because the people are so poor, whenever outside missionaries come, they see them as gold blocks. So whichever church comes, they will put on their name on the door.
所以每个教会有时候会有一些不同的灵哦。
And the different churches have different spirits.
奇怪，有时候我们去帮人家按手啊。
So when we go and lay hands.
你看那个灵哦，他就开始非常的害怕我们按手，害怕。
And their spirit will be very afraid when we go and lay hands.
甚至会闪躲那种情形啊。
And some of them would even try to escape.
那所以我们就会知道说，我们真的，你越走越多地方，就会到我们的灵真的。是天上来的，是纯的， 没有杂质的啊，神的灵啊。
And as we go to all these different places, we realize that our spirit is the one, is the pure one.
啊，所以啊，小弟越来越觉得我对教会的独一性啊，越来越真的很convinced啊。那没有办法，因为只有一灵啊，找不到同样的外面的地方跟我们同样的灵啊。
So I'm more and more convinced of the oneness of the church because there's only one spirit.
所以我们要勉励说，我们不要因为看到教会的软弱就轻易的离开教会。
So we should not easily leave the church because of some weaknesses.
教会是真的，人不一定是真的。
The church is true, the people in it may not be.
那个人如果通通完全的，教会通完全的，那么耶稣二次就再来了。
If all the people are perfect and the church is perfect, then the second coming of Christ.
今天很多人离开真耶稣教会的原因是因为人的关系。离开真耶稣教会的原因是因为人的关系。你看那个罗德本来是跟随亚伯拉罕的，但是一直跟随，会知道亚伯拉罕也是有缺点啊，骗人。在亚伯拉罕骗人几次之后呢，罗德才渐渐的挪移到索多玛跟俄摩拉。所以我们会知道说，罗德他的信仰呢是跟着信心之物在走，不是本身建立在哦，或是耶稣基督，或是神本身的身上。
So we can see that the faith of Lot is upon an object of faith, it's not directly to God.
所以帮我们同龄们啊，对真耶稣教会能够更深入啊，清楚的去查考，从圣经上来了解。
So I hope everyone can have a better understanding of the church.
那了解到说教会还是有软弱，但是不可以离开教会。
And we have to understand that although the church may have some weaknesses, we should not leave.
你看以色列百姓哦，有两个探子报好消息，十个探子报坏消息。
We look at the Israelites, there were two spies that gave the good news. 10 of them gave bad news.
如果你是那两个探子，你会怎么说？
If you are that two spies, what you say?
啊，你们这十个，你们这一群人，通通没有信心。我们自己进迦南就好了，跟你们分别了。
They could say that the rest of the spies, we have no faith. That we will just go to Canaan ourselves.
他没有这样做。
They did not do.
教会还没有完全，但是他们一样的啊，跟着就是耶稣的身体啊，教会那个神的选民啊，在那边绕了40年了。
Although the church was not perfect yet, they followed the people.The church, and was wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的教会真的是神所建立的，哈。
And brothers and sisters, this church is indeed established by God.
耶稣真的是我们的主了。
And Jesus Christ is our Lord.
我小弟服侍七八年。
I have been service for 7 to 8 years.
有一件事情让我看得很害怕。
There's one thing that I see that I'm afraid of.
就是。有时候我们看到，就是有一次我不想跟大家讲过了。有一次我参加那个 NY， 就一个 National Writers Retreat 哈 ，National Writers Retreat。
And there's one time that I went to the National Writers Retreat。
有个姐妹突然跟我讲说：“传道，我要跟你讲，我做了一个梦。”
And there's one sister that came to me and said that Pastor, I want to tell you about a dream that I had。
啊，梦到有什么？梦到一个工人这个犯了致死的罪了。
And she dreamt that a worker committed mortal sin.
那个时候没有人知道。
At that time, no one knew.
我跟他讲，你不可以讲啊。
And I told her not to tell.
这个梦到底是真的是假的，没人知道。
Because we don't know if this is true or not.
哎，两年之后，真的这个是事实啊，真的是事实。
And after 2 years later, this actually came out.
我觉得我们教会真的是神在监察了哈。
And indeed, our God is watching the church.
你看，所有很多教会，我们不好意思说名字，多少有名的布道家在道德上有缺失。还是一样的，继续在传道里，还是做他们教会的牧师。
And there are many evangelists and many pastors in other churches that have many different faults, but they still preach and people still follow them.
但是我们的教会没有办法，因为没有圣洁的人没有办法服侍神呢。
But in our church, they cannot stand because they are not holy.
所以我们认定教会就是永生神的家。
So we're sure that this church is the home of the everlasting God.
要跟随教会啊，认识教会。
Follow the church and understand the church.
那再来就是，当我们越来越认识教会之后呢，我们要越爱我们的教会。
And as we understand the church, we should love the church more.
我刚提到说，我40岁的时候呢，我就是我年纪比较大的时候，有一次我回台湾了。
And after I was 40 years old, I went back to Taiwan.
我记得我很久没有仔细看过我的父母亲了哈，很仔细看看他们的脸了。
I have not studied the faces of my parents for a long time.
啊，突然间我觉得，哇， 他们真的变好多哎。
I realize that they have changed a lot.
我的妈妈年轻啊，年轻的时候身材非常苗条啊。
When my mother was younger, she had a very good figure.
哇，我突然知道，怎么都变了一个老阿妈了现在。
And now I look at her and she is an old grandma.
我的爸爸满头的白头发那个时候，印象当中，因为我离开他们太久了，突然看到，哇，真的是哈。人生的变化真的很快。
And my father had a bunch of gray hair, so I felt that things had really changed.
我们就觉得说做晚辈的应该更爱我们的家人了。
And I feel that we should love our family members more.
当我们对我们真耶稣教会越来越了解的时候
，As we understand the church better,
教会是我们的母，我们就要更爱我们的教会。
The church is our mother, so we have to love our church more.
感谢主，我很感动。我们今天中午这么多弟兄姐妹啊，去出去发传单呢。
And I'm very touched that there are so many brothers and sisters that went out to pass out flyers during lunch.
很多人没有，虽然没有发传单，但是也私下做很多的圣工。
And even if they did not go to pass out flyers, they do a lot of holy work.
你知道吗？我们在世上所做的东西，哈，有一天都会归零的。世界上的成就，所有的 effort， 有一天都是归零的。
The accomplishments and all the efforts that we have used on this earth one day will become zero.
但是坐在耶稣基督身上的哦，耶稣说：“你们为主耶稣的劳苦，绝不会徒然的。”
But everything that we have done for the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be accounted for.
所以我们要趁着有一口气哦，多为教会来服侍，多为神的家来服侍。
And as we still have our breath, we should work for the church more.
多爱教会。
We love the church more.
这是很有意义的工作。
有
时候我们在想，这个世界上的人，人可以为很多不同的目的来死。
If we look at the people in the world, people can die for many different things.
有的人可以为他们的神，为一个不好的思想来死。
And many people can die for their ways of thinking.
你看那些恐怖分子啊。
If you look at the terrorists.
他们真的，他们的思想就是我这个身体一爆炸，我就可以去见他了。他们的想法是这样子的。所以为了他们的神，为了一个错误的思想，他们可以粉身碎骨啊。
So for their God and their wrong way of thinking, they can be exploded.
你看世界上很多人为他们的国家跟民族来活。
Many people live for their country and their people.
你看孙中山先生，他革命十次，他的生命就是希望中国人有一个民主自由的社会啊。孙中山啊 ，Dr. 孙元孙元雄。孙中，Dr. 孙先生，孙中山先生 ，Dr. 孙 ，Yes，Dr. 孙先生，他可以把自己的生命啊，就是十次革命十次失败，他还是的继续为中国人的自由跟民主在奋斗。
After so many trials and so many failures, he still fought for his ideas and his country.
那他是为了中国人的一个未来的一个自由来活着。
He was living for the freedom of the Chinese.
那本来住在檀香山好好的，他为什么要这样做呢？他本来住在檀香山呢，哈努鲁鲁。
And he was living in Honolulu. Why did he have to do that?
我去过那个马尾岛哈，马尾岛有一条路啊，马尾岛有一条路，它是非常弯曲的。那个以前啊，听说这个孙中山先生啊，就是在那边躲避这个清朝的杀害，那条路根本当时也没有开柏油路了，你要去那边抓人，真的抓不到人了。
And there's one road in Maui that is very curvy, and it is said that he was hiding there.
那世界上很多少人为一个主义、为一个理想，能够付出自己的生命、青春、精力。
But a person can sacrifice their lives for their ideal.
那我们可以不可以就是不一定要为耶稣来死，但是至少为耶稣基督来活啊。
We do not have to die for Christ, but at least we should live for Christ.
因为我们的信仰不是盲目的。我们的信仰不是盲目的，我们的目标是理性的，我们是要过着爱神爱人的生活的。这个应该都是不是一种非理性的行为啊。我们有没有办法说啊，立志为这些来活呢？我小弟想当传道，有一个小时候有一个很深的感想啊。
When I was young and I want to be a pastor, I had this way of thinking.
因为我们是乡下孩子嘛，我们早上都要喂猪啊。
Because I grew up in the countryside, in the morning we have to feed the pigs.
那我们就是要煮猪菜哈，就是那个番薯叶啦、番薯啦，加上一些 一些其他的东西啦，就是把它煮煮一煮给猪来吃这样子，这是我的工作之一啦。
So we have to cook some food for the pigs, mixing some yam and other stuff.
我印象很清楚，就是那个猪啊，母猪啊，通常可以生10到12只小猪啊。
Remember, the mother pigs can give birth to more than 10 little pigs.
那个小猪很快乐 ，oin oin 啊，一天到晚就是这样子、啊、快乐过生活、啊。
And piglets are very happy and they just live their life.
我说人可以过得像猪那样子哈、哦，吃饱睡，睡饱吃哈、哦，也是不错的啦。
And I thought that if a person can live like a pig, just eat and sleep, that would be pretty good.
但是猪到最后怎么样？长大了，一杀，哎，被卖的猪肉还有价值呢。
So what happens when the pigs grow up? They become big and they're slaughtered and sold for money.
一斤可以卖几块钱呢
？How much can you get per pound?
但是人死了，快乐的过一生死了，你的人肉一斤可以卖几块钱呢
？But after a person is dead, how much can you sell your meat for?
没有人要。
Nobody wants it.
所以如果没有个永生哦，没有个意义哦，人活着实在连猪都还不如啊，说实话。
But if there's no eternal life, there's no meaning. There's no reason to live.
所以我们要啊，立志为教会、为主耶稣来活。
So we must determine to live for Christ.
其实这是一个想法，我们的生活力行都是一样的，就是我们的想法改变了这样子。
Actually, we still live. It's just our way of thinking changed.
只是我们要对属灵的世界呢，要更深入的追求。
But we need to have a pursuit of the spiritual life.
这本圣经我们熟吗？
With the
保罗说、啊、跟提摩太讲说，你从小明白圣经，因为他有得救的永生。
Paul Timothy saying that you've been familiar with the scripture since your youth because he has the truth of salvation.
他给你很多属灵的智慧。
It gives you many spiritual wisdom.
又跟他讲说，我所说的话你都要思考。
And he said that you have to meditate upon every word I say.
因为他会给你智慧、啊、
Because it will give you wisdom.
真的，今天这本书啊，的确帮助多少人来解决他们生命当中的难题，因为他一直在思考圣经上所说的内容。
Indeed, this Bible has solved many problems in people's life because they have studied the Bible.
我说我们要为主来活，就是要把这个圣经的道理呢，很清楚的了解，不但用它来帮助我们，我们也用它来帮助我们周围的人呢、啊。
And when I say that we should live for Christ, we should understand the Bible.So we can help ourselves and other people.
啊，所以我们要更深入的来研读圣经。
So we must study the Bible deeper.
更努力的来追求、祈求灵恩的充满。
And to pursue after the fulfillment of the Spirit.
才有力量行出我们所了解的道理啊。
So we have the power to practice what we have heard.
所以教会从小就爱着我。
So from youth, the church has loved me.
我也渐渐的明白教会啊是何等的，是永生神的家，是独一的。
I've slowly learned that the church is the eternal, the home of the eternal God and is our mother.
我们要来爱我们的教会。
So we should love the church.
我们现在再唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn.